Good afternoon. Pastor Schaefer here. Hope today finds all of you well. Everyone is well here at our house. Today I went and saw Betty Ann and I was able to drop off some offerings. So thank you so much, you folks that sent in your offerings. The church really needs that. Also today I found out that James and Cheryl have been confined to their rooms because a couple people where they live are sick. Now, I don't know what they're sick of, but James told me that they had a couple people that were not feeling well. So now they've been confined to their rooms so that it doesn't spread to them and the rest of the group home. So please pray for them. Other than that, I haven't heard of anything that would affect anyone in the church. So we praise the Lord for that. Now, this is a time when we're under a lot of stress and a lot of strain, and we need to trust the Lord. In fact, we need to be courageous as believers. And this is what I want to talk about today, being courageous. And basically, I just have some verses from God's Word that I would like to share on courage and on being courageous. And so you can follow along if you have your Bible. The first one is from Psalm 31, verse 24, if you'd like to turn there. Psalm 31, verse 24. The Bible says, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." So if you're one of the ones that's hoping in the Lord, if you're saved, then God will strengthen your heart, and you can be of good courage. It's possible. Like the Bible says, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." Another verse is in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. Great verse. I've heard this one quoted many times. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So if you're fearful, if you're worried, if you're scared, that's not coming from the Lord, because God gives us power, love, and a sound mind. God hath not given us the spirit of fear. So trust in the Lord. Go to him in prayer. Allow the Holy Spirit to strengthen you. Here's another verse in Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. The Bible says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee," God says. "Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Now that's a wonderful promise. God says, "Don't be afraid, I'm with you. Don't be dismayed. I'm your God, not some heathen God." And he says, "I'll strengthen you, help you, uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness." What a great promise there. Another place, 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 7 and 8. This is when Sennacherib was invading the Jews. And it was a very, very difficult time for them. But here's a great verse, a couple verses here in 2 Chronicles 32, verses 7 and 8, in the midst of all of that. It says, "Be strong and courageous, be not afraid nor dismayed, for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us, and to fight our battles." And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Great couple verses. An encouragement to be strong and courageous, and not to be afraid or dismayed for this invading army. It says, "Nor for all the multitude that is with him." Don't be afraid of that army. Don't be afraid of the COVID virus. Now it says here, "With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us." So we have supernatural help from the God of the universe. and to fight our battles. And the people listened. It says here at the end, here in verse 8, and the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. So there's an example in the Old Testament where the Jews were under a tremendous trial, and they were encouraged to trust in the Lord and to be courageous, and they listened, and they did it. And that's what we need to do as believers. A couple other verses. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9. Familiar verse here, as the Jews prepare to go in to take the promised land under Joshua. Joshua 1:9, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So God is with us, no matter where we are, no matter what the situation. You can't get away from God. You can't hide from God. He's always there. And he's there to be our helper, to give us the strength and the courage that we need in the midst of our trial. Another verse, 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians 16, 13. And this is the final one. It says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. And so we're encouraged here to be strong, to stand fast in the faith, and to watch, and to be like men, to stand strong like men. And we need to be a good testimony in the middle of this trial of this virus. Within our families, there shouldn't be a lot of strife and fighting personality conflicts and all the rest of it. If we know the Lord, there should be a solidity about us. And you know, people on the outside are watching. People know that we're Christians, and they're watching to see how we handle this. And so we need to handle this in the right way. We need to be a good example, a good testimony, and to be a solid rock. And you know what? People will come to us. They'll come and they'll be curious about why is this person doing so well in the midst of this problem when I'm falling apart? And the answer is Jesus Christ. So here's a time when we can be a real influence for the Lord Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for these verses we've looked at that talk about courage and standing and trusting in the Lord. And might we be those courageous believers during this difficult time of this coronavirus. Might people who don't know the Lord see our testimony, see our faith, see that what we have is real. And I pray that you would draw many to the Lord Jesus Christ, that there would even be a revival, Lord, in the midst of this crisis. We ask it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, have a great rest of the day, great evening. I'll be back on the podcast tomorrow. So for now, goodbye and God bless.